welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Reverend Mr. John Kerrigan, Deacon of the Catholic community. It is the second Sunday in Ordinary Time, and the readings are from Cycle C.
Weddings are high-stake affairs, usually organized by amateurs under pressure. Is it any wonder, then, that almost all the time something goes wrong? For example, when Elizabeth and I were married over 20 years ago, the ring bearer lost the rings, the maid of honor fainted on the altar, and when my father-in-law went to rescue her, he stepped on the bride's train, causing it to detach from the wedding gown. After that, things went quite well. And the retelling of the stories of those little mishaps was the source of great laughter and an experience of the joy of imperfection. One of the many delights of John's account of the wedding feast at Cana is the humanness of the predicament that the bride and bridegroom find themselves in. I'm struck by the ordinariness of the interaction between Mary and Jesus. Upon hearing his mother exclaim, "They have no wine," I can imagine Jesus thinking to himself, "And this is my problem?" But Mary doesn't snap back and say, "Don't talk to your mother like that." She knows Jesus' power, and so she tells the stewards, "Do whatever he tells you." And Jesus performs a sign, producing 150 gallons of choice wine, far more than the partygoers could ever hope to drink. Just picture Jesus holding a wine goblet after having tasted its flavorful contents and shaking his head with approval and delight. And everyone, from the stewards to the disciples, opens their eyes just a little bit wider. Now, is this simply a story of Jesus helping a wedding host who finds himself in an embarrassing, awkward fix? We really need to ask ourselves, what's the story behind the story here? In today's first reading from Scripture, Isaiah uses a wedding metaphor to characterize the intimate bond between God and Jerusalem. At a wedding ceremony, one of the most hushed moments is at the beginning of the ceremony. Imagine here at Memorial Church, the giant wooden doors at the back of the church open, and there stands the bride, bathed in light. And at that particular moment, the bride, every bride, is ravishing. It's a heart-stopping experience. And many a groom's instinct might be to run down the aisle and to take his bride into his arms and hold her tenderly. Isaiah tells us that this is how God, the bridegroom of Israel, feels about us. We are ravishing to God, and God yearns for a relationship with us that's just as intimate as the one that exists between two married people. John's gospel starts out with the words, "In the beginning," just as the creation account in Genesis does. In his rendering of the story of the wedding feast at Cana, is it a coincidence that he uses six stone jars, as in the 6 days of creation? And is it a coincidence that Jesus transforms the water into something spectacular, just as God breathed on the chaos and unformed nature and brought about the light and stones of creation? Coincidence? Probably not. Jesus' sign at Cana is a signal of a new beginning, the first day of the new creation. For John, Jesus is the later and better wine that completed a wedding feast that got underway with the serving of the first wine at the original creation of the universe. At Cana, the disciples begin to believe that Jesus is the Son of God. The real miracle, though, is their acceptance of themselves as people who have been transformed, just as the water was transformed into wine. And this miracle continues taking place in our own lives. God continues to breathe over our chaos, our unformedness, our darkness, and brings us into the light that is Jesus. Jesus is master of the banquet, Lord of the feast. At Cana, Jesus in effect is saying, of all the things I could tell you, of all the things I could show you, this is the first. This is the thing I've come to do. I've come to bring festival joy. Now here at Stanford, here in the Bay Area, why is it that most people aren't at church, aren't participating with their Christian communities today? Why? A lot of reasons why. But one I hear very frequently is people say, I had an upbringing in the church, in the Catholic Church or in another Christian faith, and now I want to enjoy myself. Hey, this is Stanford. This is Silicon Valley. I had that religious upbringing. Now I want to have fun. Now ask yourself, is this your view at all? Is this even part of the way you understand Christianity? Christianity is, look, suck it up. Just say no. Just keep your nose clean. Stay out of trouble. I know it's a grind, but if you want to be saved, well, it's a tough job, but that's the way it is. Is that Christianity? In John's account of the wedding feast, Jesus throws down the gauntlet to us. Jesus is saying, in a sense, look, I almost don't care if you reject me, but you're not rejecting me intelligently. You're rejecting me foolishly. You don't even know what you're rejecting. If you reject me because you want to have fun, you don't even know me or what you've rejected. Yes, there'll be sacrifices, there'll be humiliations, there'll be self-denial, there'll be suffering, but those are means to an end. Here's the end. I'm the Lord of the feast, master of the banquet. I come to make the world run with wine. And this is my calling card. 150 gallons of the most delicious, choicest, headiest wine. And I'm inviting my disciples to participate in the feast. Wouldn't each of us rise to the occasion if we knew we'd been invited, like Jerusalem, like Jesus' disciples, to be made new like this? Wouldn't we be thrilled to be chosen for this kind of distinction? Well, we have been invited. We're the ones being chosen to change this world. We're the ones being called to bring about the peace that so many people long for. We're the ones who are being called and are responsible for reforming the church. You may say, we can't do it. Well, why not? President Hennessy often tells audiences, here at Stanford, we do the kind of research that one day will bring a cure to cancer. He and others here at the farm have many audacious dreams. And what about the audacious dreams of the American Catholic Church, which just observed National Migration Week? We can take a lot of pride in the church's leadership and advocacy for migrants. Can we cure cancer? Can we effect comprehensive immigration reform? Why not? Look at all the marvelous gifts we've been given. The letter of the Corinthians lists but a few: wisdom, knowledge, faith, healing powers, the ability to perform mighty deeds, prophecy, discernment of spirits, tongues and their interpretation. We've indeed been chosen to make a difference. What would happen if you and I decided to make this new year the beginning of a new relationship with God, something like a wedding? How would the world change if each of us took even one of the marvelous gifts we've been given by the Spirit and transformed our lives, like water transformed into wine, and shared that gift with others. Let's call it the 2013 Spirituality of Imperfection Project. Isaiah recounted how devastated Israel was restored. John reports how water became wine. The same Spirit, the same Lord, the same God works within you and me. In a short while here at the table of the Lord, Father Isaiah and I will receive the gifts of bread and wine from the community. These are the words I pray as I pour the water into the wine. By the mystery of this water and wine, we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. May this sharing of Jesus' divinity and humanity with our humanity and divinity be a reminder that the kingdom, the feast, is here and now. A reminder that this new wine gives life to life.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Producer Father Isaiah Mary Milano, OP, Director Gary Glover, Associate Director Nancy Pham, with music by Albert Tommaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.